Today on Piano Jazz, it's another in our series of most requested shows. The Divine One, Sarah Vaughan, was one of the legendary jazz singers, and a sweet lady too. She got that nickname, Divine, because of her multi-octave range and the lushness of her voice, but she was sometimes also called Sassy, which perfectly described her personality. We had such a good time when Sarah joined me to record this piano jazz show in 1986.
I've got to start by telling you, I was so thrilled, Sarah Vaughan, Sassy, to see you last night at the Blue Note. And I've never seen you do a show like that where you was totally, like, not only sang the greatest stuff I've ever heard you, but you were so hilariously funny.
Well, I don't, you know, there's such a great audience down there at the Blue Note. It seems like you know everybody. Well, everybody's so intimate in there.
Well, and they're right up on top of you. I mean, there were people practically under your pretty gold slippers there. And well, I was looking around. Everybody was just knocked out.
Well, so was I, because, you know, a lot of places you work nightclubs. But you don't get the same feel.
You started out with, what the heck is that tune?
Day in, day out.
That thing was so fast, and you were so in and out of the beat, behind, in front, in between. Really, I mean, that's being what I think of as a total musician.
I got three wonderful musicians behind me, and I couldn't do all that stuff if I didn't have those three wonderful ones.
Well, they are terrific. Frank Collette,
Frank,
right?
Collette's on piano, and Andy Simpkins on bass, and Harold Jones on drums.
Do you know, what I've never heard before is that thing with Misty, that was hilarious, where you're talking about Harold Jones. He's the drummer. He can't carry a tune in a bag.
Can't.
And you said, I'm going to sing
the man's part.
But just do it a little bit. So.
Okay, well,
I just want to.
Well, do the last eight of Misty
in C.
And then I'll do the man's part. And you go to the middle after.
Okay.
No, do the last eight. Do the last eight and then go back to the middle. Okay. On my own. Will I wander through this wonderland alone? Never knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in the middle now. In love, this is a man's part.
You can say, you can say that you're leading me on, and it's just what I want you to do. I can't do it here. There's nobody here.
Oh, God, no, you don't have to do the whole thing.
Oh,
but that's so funny. I thought people were going to just fall on the floor. The thing's so funny. Anyway, you've added so much to what you do, you know, through the years, because I guess I first met you at the Blue Note in Chicago.
Oh, that must have been 19-something, brother.
I don't know, 19... but you were a wee slip of a girl.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a picture of us outside.
In the front, yeah.
Jimmy,
you and your husband, Jimmy.
Yeah, myself.
Me and somebody else.
My bass player, Max Wayne.
Yeah, a little short guy.
And
I got that picture home somewhere.
Really? I was trying to find it. I was going to bring it down. Well, listen, this could develop into a whole big talking match, which it probably will do anyway. Let's play something after telling...
I'm trying to keep talking.
Telling everybody that you play piano, and they're all saying, well, come on, Miss Sarah Vaughan, play the piano. So let's do that thing we messed with before. You are so beautiful.
I'll play introduction.
Okay.
Thank you.
so many things I wanted to ask you. I also was told on good authority that you also play the organ.
A little. That was a long time ago. I was in church.
Well, is 14. That where you started singing in church?
Well, yeah, I used to sing, of course, choirs. Glee clubs and schools, a cappella choirs.
Well, when did you really, there must have come a time when you thought, boy, I really have some special kind of voice. Oh. I mean, that you could do so much with your voice. Was that all, did it always come easy to you, or did you take vocal lessons, or did it just happen?
I never took lessons. I never took vocal lessons. But I think playing the piano and stuff was a teacher.
But everything,
knowing the piano.
That's where you got started singing the piano parts.
Yeah, that's where I started. You know, I couldn't play the part of the piano, so I'd sing it. You know, a little note or two here or there.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Newark, New Jersey. 10 miles from New York.
My goodness.
12 or 13 miles. Isn't that fortunate? I mean, I could have been from Trenton, you know.
What was that? The Mount Zion Church was.
Mount Zion Baptist Church, Thomas and Herman Street. But now I think it moved to it's up on Broadway.
Was your first professional job? Was it with a band? Was it with Billy Eckstein?
No, it was with Earl Hines. I did the Apollo Amateur Hour and. Only
did the Apollo Amateur Hour?
Only interested in getting the $10.
I
always wanted to be in show business. I knew that, but I didn't think it was going to start so quick. Because I won the first prize in a week at the theater. And the first prize was $10. And would you believe the first week, the week that I did, I was with Ella Fitzgerald was on the bill. That was from then on, it was Shocksville. I mean, I haven't got out of it yet. I was on a bill with Ella Fitzgerald. Well, you know what I mean?
What, did she talk to you? Did you get to know her then?
Yeah, I was very, 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 very shy.
Well, but who played for you? Did you have somebody that, or did you work with a band?
Isn't it funny? Now, the Wednesday that I was supposed to be on was a Wednesday night, and it was Earl Hines' band. But we went overtime, so I had to play the next week. That was with Cootie Williams' band. And I won the amateur hour in the Weeks of Theater. In 2 weeks, I was singing with Earl Hines. And Billy Eckstein came in during that week and heard me sing.
Well, then you went with his band after that.
Well, he was with Earl Hines then.
I mean, after he left Earl Hines, he formed his own band.
Yes, and I went right with him. In fact, the whole band practically did.
Well, were you still playing piano then with Billy?
No. I haven't played piano since.
You're going to play again in a minute. But now this might be a little different because you're going to have to put up with me playing for you.
That's marvelous. I prefer it this way.
All right. Tenderly? Shall I give an intro or
be flat?
Ad lib? Or
I don't know. What do we know?
All right. All right, then.
So early, you know? Trees tenderly, the trembling trees embrace the breeze tenderly.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Save America's Treasures, a partnership between the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Parks Service, Department of the Interior, Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.